Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major overhaul of how India measures its television audience is underway, and this has significant implications for the broadcasting industry, advertisers, and viewers alike. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, or MIB, has notified the new television rating policy, replacing the 2014 policy guidelines for television rating agencies in India. This policy aims to make audience measurement more independent, transparent, and statistically robust, addressing long-standing concerns about TRP manipulation, opaque governance, and limited sample size. First, let's understand what a TRP is. TRP, or television rating point, is a measure of how many people are watching a particular TV channel or program at a given time. Networks use TRPs to set advertising rates, with higher TRPs translating to higher ad revenue. They also decide which programs to continue or cancel based on these ratings and negotiate carriage fees with cable and DTH operators. Currently, BARC India, or Broadcast Audience Research Council, is the sole TRP agency in India, measuring viewership through people meters installed in panel homes. But why does this matter? The need for reform became particularly evident after the 2020 TRP scam, where Mumbai police uncovered a manipulation racket involving the now defunct Republic TV and other channels. It was found that panel households were allegedly bribed to keep specific channels on, exposing inadequate independence of BARC's governance, weak audit mechanisms, and the concentration risk in having a single rating agency. What makes this significant is that this scandal highlighted the urgent need for change. Additionally, the rise of OTT platforms and digital-first content has made traditional TV measurement outdated. The 2026 policy is a step toward modernizing the system. And here is something that surprises many students: the current sample size of approximately 44,000 panel homes for a country of 1.4 billion people and over 200 million TV households has been criticized as statistically inadequate. The new policy targets 80,000 to 1.20 lakh metered homes, nearly tripling the coverage. Crucially, the issue of landing page manipulation has also been addressed. Channels were allegedly being placed on the landing page of cable operators, artificially inflating viewership without genuine audience engagement. The new policy excludes landing page viewership from measurement, ensuring that ratings reflect actual viewer preferences. It is worth pausing here to note that the governance reform is a key aspect of the new policy. The requirement for 50% independent directors on the board addresses the conflict of interest problem. Under the 2014 policy, BARC's board was dominated by the Indian Broadcasting Foundation, the Indian Society of Advertisers, and the Advertising Agencies Association of India. These stakeholders, whose ratings determine commercial outcomes, created a perpetual conflict of interest. The inclusion of independent directors brings external scrutiny and helps mitigate this issue. Now, let us turn to the aspect of lower entry barriers. The reduction of the net worth requirement from 20 crore rupees to 5 crore rupees is designed to break BARC's monopoly by allowing new players to enter the rating business. With multiple competing agencies, cross-validation becomes possible. Manipulation is harder as it would require collusion across agencies, and innovation in measurement methodologies, such as digital-first and AI-based approaches, can emerge. And here is something important for your UPSC preparation. The TRP policy is executive guidelines issued by the MIB, not statutory legislation. This gives the ministry flexibility but also subjects the policy to judicial review on grounds of arbitrariness. Remember this number: the new sample size target is 80,000 metered homes in 18 months, ultimately aiming for 1.20 lakh. Note this carefully: the net worth threshold has been reduced to 5 crore rupees, down from 20 crore rupees. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. BARC India was set up in 2010 as a joint industry body but became operational only in 2015, replacing the earlier TAM India, which had multiple credibility issues. People meters, small electronic devices installed in panel homes, record what is being watched, by whom, and for how long, using technologies like audio matching and picture matching to identify channels. The 2020 TRP scam led to a three-week suspension of BARC's services for all news channels, during which broadcasters operated without ratings, demonstrating how dependent the industry had become on a single source. India has approximately 200 million TV households, making it one of the largest TV markets in the world, expected to plateau by 2030 as OTT platforms erode traditional TV viewership. The Hindi general entertainment category has historically been BARC's most tracked segment, driving around 40% of total TV ad revenue. Free Dish, the free DTH platform of Doordarshan, reaches an estimated 45 million households but is not measured by BARC because viewership data is harder to capture from free-to-air services. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, covering media regulation in India, the MIB's role and policy framework, conflict of interest in self-regulation, and institutional reform and corporate governance. It also relates to GS Paper 3, Economy, focusing on advertising market dynamics and sample size and statistical methodology. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The impact on stakeholders is significant. Broadcasters may benefit from a larger sample size, which could provide more accurate ratings and make manipulation harder, but they may also lose preferential treatment if they were dependent on landing page placement. Advertisers will have better data for ad placement decisions, but they might face higher measurement costs that could pass through to ad rates. Cable operators will face less pressure for manipulation but may lose revenue from selling landing page slots. Viewers, or the public, will likely see better quality content as channels compete on genuine viewership, and there will be less program cancellation based on flawed data. So what exactly changed? The new TRP policy aims to address the shortcomings of the previous system, ensuring that television ratings are a true reflection of viewer preferences. But why does this matter? It matters because it affects the quality of content, the revenue of broadcasters, and the decisions of advertisers. What does this mean for India's strategic position in the global broadcasting industry? It means that India is taking steps to modernize its television measurement system, making it more robust and transparent, which can have positive implications for the industry as a whole. Now, let us turn to the global comparison. India's new sample size will be among the largest in the world, necessary given India's massive TV market and linguistic and regional diversity. This is a significant development, as it will provide a more accurate picture of viewer preferences and help the industry to make informed decisions. In conclusion, the new TRP policy is a significant step towards reforming India's television audience measurement system, aiming to make it more independent, transparent, and statistically robust. This overhaul has far-reaching implications for the broadcasting industry, advertisers, and viewers, ultimately contributing to a more vibrant and competitive media landscape in India, which is crucial for a healthy democracy.